Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today, we'll discuss the article by Xu et al. Titled, Direct CD137 Co-Stimulation of CD8 T-Cells Promotes Retention and Innate-like Function Within Nascent Atherogenic Foci. This article was published April 12, 2019. Joining me today are guest editor Christine DeLeon-Pinel, lead author Anthony Vella, and content expert Sham Bonsall. Let's get started.
Thank you, Kara. So until recently, the role of the adaptive immune response in atherosclerosis has been fairly understudied. This is in part due to the low number of adaptive immune cells, such as T cells, present within the plaque compared to the more prevalent innate immune cells, such as macrophages. Nonetheless, effector CD8 positive T cells have been shown to be present within the atherosclerotic lesion and correlate with poor cardiovascular health. In addition, CD137 co-localizes with CD8 positive T cells within the atherosclerotic plaque and has been shown to decrease plaque size when knocked down. In the precedent study, Xu and colleagues evaluated whether CD137 stimulation was essential for effector CD8 positive T cell infiltration and retention. Tony, can you please tell our listeners what the rationale for this particular study was, a little bit about the methodology used, and also the results obtained?
Sure. Thank you very much, Christy. As a T-cell immunologist, I have been interested in inflammation biology and disease for several decades now. And the recent role of inflammation in cardiovascular disease and atherosclerosis has certainly piqued our interest because we know that T cells interact with the innate immune system, and especially in the case of coronary disease, the role of macrophages has been very dominant for many years. So based on some of the recent clinical trials and the role of inflammation being involved in disease progression, we reasoned that perhaps T cells could also be involved in the progression of disease, perhaps not causing the disease, but perhaps more contributing to the inflammatory response. And this is based on a lot of our previous work where we've been able to take T cells, stimulate them through their antigen receptor called the T cell receptor, and then provide them with additional signals that would really boost their response. This is quite useful for vaccine development and for cancer immunotherapy, but our thinking was that perhaps this would not be a good thing during cardiovascular disease events. And so we tested this idea by taking a strategy that we've used for many years, and practically every T-cell immunologist has used at one point, where we would adoptively transfer T-cells into a recipient mouse. And in this case, the recipient mouse would be on a high-fat diet, or it would have its artery partially ligated. The lipid levels would be increased through adeno-associated virus, et cetera, or just physiological methods where the mice were older and placed on high-fat diet. The thinking is that the T cells could penetrate into areas of plaque development within that mouse if they were activated. And so we undertook the study using my favorite pathway, which is the 4-1BB pathway, or also known as CD137. This pathway is important not only for basic immunology, but it's also very important in tumor biology as well, since it is a potent anti-tumorigenic biologic and isn't currently in clinical trials. So the thinking was, if the T cells became activated through the 4-1BB pathway, they might be attracted to sites of inflammation. And in fact, that's what we saw. We were able to detect T cells that were 4-1BB co-stimulated penetrating into the sites of plaque. And in fact, they actually penetrated into the intima of the artery and not just superficially associated with the endothelial cells and the lumen of the artery, but actually penetrated into the artery itself. And I think that was very telling for us that maybe they would be involved. One of the problems that we had initially was actually isolating the cells out of the plaque, but this is something that we've done in other mucosal tissues such as the gut and liver. And so we used a combination of techniques and altered the protocol so that we could gently remove the T cells from these plaques. And that's described in the paper, and I encourage any of the listeners to take a look at that, because the strategy of isolating T cells from these tissues is very important because damage can occur to the T cells as they get isolated if it's not done appropriately. So once we overcame that hurdle, we were able to actually analyze the T cells in the plaque. That was one of the main methodologies we used, And the other methodology was our use of T cells that were deficient in 401BB. So just to summarize the overall result of the paper, we found that T cells, when they were co-stimulated as opposed to not being co-stimulated, were able to penetrate deep into the plaque, and that we think that these T cells could play a role in perpetuating inflammation that would be important to study in people.
So, Sham, what do you think the important novel aspects of this study were from your perspective?
There are several important aspects in this study. As Tony pointed out, right, that it is clear from several of the studies that immune activation plays a very important role in several of the chronic diseases such as atherosclerosis and heart failure. However, until now, we do not have any treatments that can affect these immunological pathways to derive a clinical therapeutic outcome. So this study gives us some really important druggable targets, right? CD137 being one of them. It showed that CD137 is a major player in mediating CD8 T cell recruitment, and that makes it a great druggable target to reduce at least CD8 T cell infiltration into these plaques. And we know that this immune system activation is really dynamic. One cell affects the recruitment and the activity of other cell. So maybe by reducing at least one cell type, we might be able to break that vicious cycle and derive some clinical therapeutic benefits. The another important aspect from T cell biology is that the adaptively transferred CD8 positive T cells promoted infiltration of other endogenous CD8 T cells into the plaques. And those T cells, the endogenous T cells, it produced high amounts of interferon gamma, which is a known pro-inflammatory marker, pro-inflammatory cytokine for several of the cardiac diseases, suggesting there is a dynamic crosstalk between all these immune cells, and even affecting one immune cell infiltration into the plaques could provide some therapeutic beneficial effects for treating or for inhibiting the progression of atherosclerosis.
Thank you. So, Tony, it's interesting that the activation of T cell populations are found to be elevated in patients with autoimmune disease, which women have a greater risk of developing. So do you believe that some of the mechanisms that were described in your paper might explain some of the sex differences we see in cardiovascular disease?
Thank you, Christy. That's a very important question. It's clinically important, and it's also important from a basic mechanism perspective as well. What we found in our study that I think as a T-cell immunologist is probably the most interesting piece of data is that the T-cells that penetrated into the plaque respond to their recall antigen. So we knew which antigen these T-cells were specific to. The T-cell receptor responded to a peptide from ovalbumin. But when we offered that peptide back to the T-cells that were in the plaque, they really didn't respond. And this is not very different from what happens in a site of tumor growth. The T cells become anergic, suppressed, however you want to put it. They simply don't respond very well. I feel very interested in speculating whether women that have autoimmune disease might be more responsive to IL-1 family members, such as IL-36 or IL-33 or possibly IL-1, and therefore might release cytokines that could perpetuate inflammation. To my knowledge, that's not work that has been done, but it might be a very interesting avenue to address, especially because one can actually purify peripheral blood T cells from patients with autoimmune disease specifically. A good example would be lupus, maybe psoriasis, and test if those T cells in women are very responsive to these cytokines, as opposed to women that might not have cardiovascular disease or autoimmunity. So the bottom line is that autoimmune disease will generate effector T cells, and we think that the receptors, cytokine receptors on these effector T cells, if they make their way into the plaque and then are exposed to those cytokines, can release lots of interferon gamma, which will obviously make the disease worse.
Thank you. Do you believe that some of the differences that we are actually seeing in the T cell population may be due to more hormonal components or chromosomal components?
Thank you. That's a very important question. And I don't think the verdict is in on that, but a couple of things that are clear relate to the role of testosterone versus estrogen in the NF-kappa-B pathway. You know, speaking of the hormonal activity, the alteration of NF-kappa-B activation by estrogen and testosterone could definitely affect the type of cytokine output that a cell makes. So I think it's not too much of a stretch to say that if it impacts cytokine production, it might also impact the expression of cytokine receptors as well. So that could definitely play along with the idea of sex differences that might help explain the data. And hopefully this research will give other investigators ideas on how to test this notion, because it's not always about the T cell receptor recognizing antigens. It's also possible that the cytokine receptors on the T cells could play a big role. And perhaps in women, it might be a different cadre of cytokine receptors from men.
Thank you. That was a great answer. So, Sham, what additional perspective do you have on the study in terms of your expertise in T-cell-mediated inflammation?
T-cells are really nascent field with respect to cardiovascular diseases. Nothing much is known about their role in any of the cardiovascular diseases, say atherosclerosis, myocardial infarction, or heart failure. We know that CD8 T-cells are cytotoxic T-cells that are destined to kill foreign invading pathogens in normal immunology. But the study shows that they can also promote inflammation in addition to killing our own cells, probably endothelial cells in this case. And it gives us a great rationale to develop T-cell therapies, right, such as CAR T-cell therapy that is currently being explored for some certain types of cancers. And there is no reason that the field can move forward by isolating these T cells from maybe even from cardiovascular patients, you know, treat them in vitro outside the body and then inject them back to either stop atherosclerosis progression or maybe completely reverse it to some extent.
I would just like to add one other point, and that is with the advent of immune checkpoint blockade and cancer immunotherapy in general, there's certainly been a rise in cardiovascular events that have not gone unnoticed, that's for sure. So I think one area to keep in mind for our colleagues that work in the cancer field is to try and collaborate with the cardiovascular field when these events occur and analyze if the T cells that are actually anti-tumorigenic are also ending up in sites where we don't want them, such as in plaques or even worse, in myocarditis inside the heart. And also to keep in mind that they don't necessarily have to be specific to antigen. Just to reiterate that again, they can also respond to the cytokine milieu, much in the same way that macrophages do as well. The activating T cell might be very beneficial in terms of killing the tumor cell, but at the same time, if it ends up in the heart activated, it can also cause inflammation that we don't want. And that's something to keep in mind moving into the future.
Thank you, Tony and Sham, for joining me on this podcast. We got a lot of really good conversation. Thank you for being part of AJP Heart.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this one, visit us online at physiology.org/journal/AJP Heart.